Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1380, How to Help Sore Muscles, by Eric Lea of ericlea.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday. Thank you so much for being here. And welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. And don't forget, we have podcasts covering a bunch of different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in any podcast app to find all of our shows. Now, today's post is a perfect complement to what we were talking about yesterday on the Q&A episode. Yesterday, I was talking about the importance of warm-ups and stretching. Well, those topics just might come up in today's episode too. So with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. How to Help Sore Muscles, by Eric Lea of ericlea.com. Let me ask you something. When you rolled out of bed this morning, did it hurt? Trust me, I've been there. I have dealt with muscle soreness after a workout that was so intense that it woke me up in the middle of the night when I rolled over. Luckily, those days are few and far between, now that I've discovered methods for easing the delayed onset muscle soreness madness. Let's dive into them, as they can truly make a huge difference in your level of soreness and stiffness from here on out, so you aren't debilitated by sore muscles for days on end. What is delayed onset muscle soreness, and why does it occur? Delayed onset muscle soreness, or DOMS for short, is the muscle soreness that occurs following an intense workout. It is referred to as delayed due to the fact that soreness usually sets in 2 days after a workout. Why is this? When we work out, and specifically lift heavy weights, microscopic tears are created in our muscle fibers. This sounds slightly horrifying, but these tears need to occur in order for your muscles to repair themselves and grow bigger and stronger. As you can imagine, tears in any tissue can create some soreness, which is one of the reasons for delayed onset muscle soreness occurring. Another reason is due to the buildup of a substance called lactic acid in your muscles. When we perform intense exercise, our muscles crave more oxygen to fuel the activity. However, when we're working faster or harder than our body can supply that oxygen, such as during high-intensity interval training or when we lift heavy weights, a sequence of chemical events occurs that creates lactate, which creates a more acidic environment in our muscles, as lactic acid begins to build up. This is what causes that burning sensation you feel at the end of some of those heavy reps. In the days following your workout, your body begins to flush the excess lactic acid. Tips to ease sore muscles. 1. Foam roll. Studies show that just a 20-minute foam rolling session can significantly reduce muscle tenderness and pain as well as improve some aspects of performance, such as increased range of motion. Foam rolling can be thought of as self-massage for those of us who don't have sports massage therapists handy. The sweeping motion of the roller across your muscles mimics the sweeping motion of hands and can help reduce tightness and stiffness so more oxygenated blood can enter tissues. I like to get in my foam roll sessions before bed or after a workout. You can foam roll lightly before a workout, but save the deeper rolling for after your workout or after a bath so that your muscles are warm. Try to get in at least a good 10 to 15 minutes and be sure to roll slowly over tender areas, pausing on large knots for a breath. 2. Soak with Epsom salts. We've all experienced the relaxing effect of a warm bath. It's like a warm compress over your entire body. So I would encourage you to get in some bath time. However, make sure you add in this one important addition: Epsom salts, which are made of magnesium and have been shown to help ease muscle soreness and stiffness, joint stiffness, and relax your entire nervous system. Soaking can help raise your magnesium levels as a whole, which can be beneficial for your entire body, as magnesium plays a role in almost every crucial process, including cellular energy management and muscular contraction. 3. Try magnesium. Magnesium is a vital mineral that helps maintain normal muscle and nerve function and has been shown to help significantly ease muscle soreness and tightness by acting as a muscle relaxant. Studies also show that not getting enough magnesium can cause a buildup of lactic acid, which is again a key factor in delayed onset muscle soreness. And 4, keep moving. I know, the last thing you want to do when your muscles are screaming at you is get up and move. However, not moving can actually create more soreness in the long run, as lack of movement stiffens your muscles and reduces circulation, depriving your tissues of much-needed nutrients and oxygen for repair. In fact, studies show that active recovery can help reduce soreness and muscle fatigue, as well as markers for inflammation, another cause of pain following a workout. Now, I'm not suggesting you go into a full beast mode workout, but do try to get in some active recovery, which will also warm you up perfectly for a deep foam roll. To recap, muscle soreness occurs due to microscopic tears made in our muscle during intense exercise. Delayed onset muscle soreness can occur 2 to 3 days after an intense workout. Foam rolling, soaking in Epsom salts, active recovery exercises, and possibly supplementing with magnesium can significantly reduce muscle soreness, stiffness, and fatigue. You just listened to the post titled "How to Help Sore Muscles" by Eric Lea of ericlea.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Just as Eric said, I know it seems like the exact opposite of what you want to hear, but relaxing on the couch when you're experiencing delayed onset muscle soreness is the last thing you want to do. It seems like it would be the perfect option, especially after a draining workout 2 days before. But as Eric mentioned in his post, you actually want to work those sore muscles again, just at a much lower intensity. As Eric suggested, you can stretch them also, or use a foam roller, or incorporate some very light intensity activity. Either way, by activating those sore muscles with very light activities, you're forcing more blood to be directed to those muscles. The blood that's heading to the muscles is going to be rich in oxygen and other nutrients like proteins, carbs, vitamins, and minerals. And all of these are important for healing. So again, by using those muscles, you're telling your body to send more blood to those muscles, which will help repair them more quickly. Now, I need to mention that there's a difference between sore muscles and having an actual injury. If you experience an injury, do not, I repeat, do not work those muscles or that body part expecting that it's going to help you heal faster. In the case of a real injury, you're only going to make it worse. If you experienced an injury, immediately think rest, ice, compression, and elevation, and definitely see a healthcare provider. But again, if we're talking about sore muscles, participating in some light activity can help with the healing process. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Sunday show and where your optimal life awaits.